The epistle for Septuagesima Sunday is taken from St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 9 and chapter 10. Brethren, know you not that they that run in the race all run indeed, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. And every one that striveth for the mastery refraineth himself from all things. And they indeed that they may receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown. I therefore so run, not as at uncertainty. I so fight, not as one beating the air. But I chastise my body and bring it into subjection, lest perhaps when I have preached to others, I myself should become a castaway. For I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all in Moses were baptized, in the cloud and in the sea. And all did eat the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. And they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. But with most of them, God was not well pleased. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 20. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like to a householder who went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And having agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing in the marketplace idle. And he said to them, "Go you also into my vineyard, and I will give you what shall be just." And they went their way. And again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour, and did in like manner. But about the 11th hour he went out, and found others standing, and he saith to them, "Why stand you here all the day idle?" They say to him, "Because no man hath hired us." He saith to them, "Go you also into my vineyard." And when evening was come, the lord of the vineyard saith to his steward, "Call the laborers, and pay them their hire, beginning from the last even to the first." When therefore they were come that came about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first also came, they thought that they should receive more, and they also received every man a penny. And receiving it, they murmured against the master of the house, saying, "These last have worked but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal to us, that have borne the burden of the day and the heats." But he answering said to one of them, "Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst thou not agree with me for a penny? Take what is thine, and go thy way. I will also give to this last, even as to thee. Or is it not lawful for me to do what I will? Is thy eye evil because I am good? So shall the last be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen." Thus far the words of the Holy Gospel. Know you not that they that run in the race all run indeed, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. These words are taken from the epistle for today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This morning, my dear friends, I would like to tell you a story that was related by a certain United States general. This general served in the military for 35 years and was later appointed the United States Secretary of State. I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, know of him. His name is Colin Powell. Now, Colin Powell, as I said, shared a story that he had heard as a young officer in the military. A story told by some of the older captains who served in World War II in Korea. This is what he related. There was a brand new second lieutenant who was very ambitious. He wanted to become a general. Well, one night at the officers' club, the young man spotted an old general sitting at the bar. So he walked up to him and he said, "Sir, can I ask you a question?" The general looked up from his drink and he nodded. The young man then said, "Sir, how do I become a general?" The old general looked at the young officer and he began to chuckle. "Son," he said, "you've got to work like a dog, and you've got to have moral and physical courage." As the general continued speaking, the young officer eagerly listened. "There may be days," the general said, "when you are tired, but you must never show fatigue. You will be afraid, but you can never show fear." Well, as the young officer continued to listen, you can imagine he was thrilled by the advice he was receiving. He was so grateful to the general for giving him some of his time and instructing him. And so he excitedly said, "Thank you, sir." But then he added, "So this is how I become a general." The old general looked up from his drink again, and he grinned as he said, "No, son, that's how you become a first lieutenant." And then he added, "And you keep doing it over and over and over again." The young officer thanked the general for his time, and he walked away firmly determined to achieve his goal, the goal to become a general. Colin Powell later said that this story had a profound effect on his life. And reflecting on it, he later said, "I've always tried to do my best today, think about tomorrow, and maybe dream a little bit about the future. But doing your best at the present," he said, "that has to be the rule." Now, today, as I said, is Septuagesima Sunday. Septuagesima Sunday, along with next Sunday, Sexagesima Sunday, and then Quinquagesima Sunday, these Sundays form a period of transition from the joyful season of Christmas to the penitential season of Lent. The Church, as a good mother, wants us to prepare for Lent, as it were. She wants us to get spiritually in shape. And so she gives us the advice of St. Paul to guide us. In his first epistle to the Corinthians, St. Paul compares our journey towards heaven to a race on earth. He tells us, "Know you not that they that run in the race all run indeed, but one receiveth the prize? So run," he says, "that you may obtain." In other words, St. Paul is telling us that we are in a race. We are in a spiritual race. We are racing towards the finish line of heaven. And we must run. That is, we must live our lives in such a way that we may obtain the prize of eternal glory. Then St. Paul tells us how we win. He says, "Everyone that striveth for the mastery refraineth himself from all things." You see, like the young officer, men and women from all sorts of backgrounds strive for the same thing, happiness. They all strive for happiness. Whether it is happiness through success in some particular field or happiness in one's personal life. And when someone wants something really, really badly, he is willing to work like a dog for it, as the general explained to that officer. He is willing to give up everything, to refrain himself from all things, as St. Paul said, and he is willing to do anything to achieve his goal. Our divine Savior thus spoke truly when he said, "The children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light." And what our Lord means here is that people of the world are far more shrewd, far more zealous, and far more patient than our Catholics, than are those who have the true faith are in their pursuit for heaven. How many athletes today, when you look at the big picture, how many athletes today refrain from the pleasures of the world, from certain foods and drinks? How many are willing to refrain from these things to maintain bodily strength and to stay in tip-top shape, to compete? How many sports figures virtually give up their entire lives, training and practicing hour after hour after hour, dedicating themselves to winning fame, along with a piece of metal or a piece of crystal, to winning, as St. Paul said, corruptible crowns? Just look at last weekend. The two teams that competed in the Super Bowl, the championship football game. Those two teams are a testament to this. How hard they worked all year long. How much they disciplined themselves to reach that moment. Just to have a chance to win a championship. A corruptible crown. And then there are the businessmen. How many businessmen and entrepreneurs devote their lives to their jobs? Again, working hour after hour after hour to succeed. Even to the point of giving up sleep and time with their families to excel and get the upper hand. These athletes, these businessmen, and people like them, they heed St. Paul's words in a worldly way. They run so as to obtain the prize. And they do this because they are truly dedicated to achieving their goal. But how many Catholics, my dear friends, how many traditional Catholics, how many are willing to give up sinful attachments and pleasures to dedicate themselves to winning an incorruptible crown, to attaining eternal happiness and glory in heaven? How many Catholics are so dedicated to achieving their goal? When you really think about it, how much more should we as Catholics detach ourselves and refrain from these passing pleasures which endanger our eternal salvation? We must run this race of life, my dear friends. And we must run it not with bodily endurance, but with spiritual stamina. For this is a race that will determine whether we will spend eternity in heaven or, God forbid, in hell. It is thus a race that we must win. But if we will be victorious, we must take the words of that experienced general to heart. For that is how we will succeed and achieve our goal of heaven. You've got to work like a dog, he said. You've got to work like a dog. And we too have to work. Make no mistake about it. We will have to work to win eternal happiness and our incorruptible crown. And at times we will have to work very, very hard to overcome our fallen human nature. We will have to work to practice virtue. We will have to work to be pure, to be charitable, to be patient with those who annoy us, to forgive from our heart those who have offended us. We will also have to be courageous. As the general said to the officer, you've got to have moral and physical courage. We too, my dear friends, we must have the moral and at times the physical courage to stand up for our Catholic faith and morals. The courage to stay away from the occasions of sin, those persons, those places, and those things that can and will lead us into sin. The courage to say no to watching that impure movie or television show, to refuse to play the filthy video games, or to listen to that obscene music. There may be days when you're tired, the old general warned, but you must never show fatigue. And there will be days, my dear friends, when we too will be tired. Tired of carrying our crosses, tired of bearing our burdens, tired of trial or of sorrow. Worn out by our state in life and the duties of our state in life. Whether it be the married state and all that is involved in raising a family, the single state and the loneliness that at times is so very hard to bear, or even the duties of children and young men, studying, obeying, and respecting our parents. There may come a time when we are tempted to throw down the cross. There may come a time when we are tempted to give in to discouragement and give in to sorrow. But we must persevere. And we must, as it were, never show fatigue. Rather, as brave soldiers of Christ, we must fight valiantly. That is, we must place our confidence in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And we must carry on, knowing that our Divine Savior will always be at our side, always ready to help us and give us the grace we need to persevere. And finally, the general said, "You will be afraid, but you must never show fear." And there will be times when fear or worry will overtake us. Whether it be fear of this or that temptation, or the fear of the multitude or magnitude of our sins, the fear or worry of something happening to us, or to those we love, or even the fear of eternity. But at such times when we are afraid or worried, whatever the reason may be, we must turn to Our Lady. We must run to her as a fearful child runs to his mother, and we must ask her to help us, confident that as a loving mother, she will. This is how we run the race. We strive each day to practice virtue, to be faithful to the duties of our state in life, and to avoid the occasions of sin, all the while placing our confidence in the Sacred Heart and going to Our Lady. And then, we keep doing it over and over and over again. And that, my dear friends, that is how we win the race. So if you have been running the wrong way, if you have not been running so as to obtain the prize of an incorruptible crown, now is the time to start anew. Now is the time to run so as to obtain. Take it one day at a time, striving each day to do your very best. For as Colin Powell said, doing your best in the present, that has to be the rule. May we then forget the things that are behind, as St. Paul wrote, and stretch forth to those that are before. And may we do our best in the present as we press towards the mark, towards eternal life and the prize of an incorruptible crown. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.